No way. Those movies are gross. Why would you want to sit around watching people die in increasingly awful ways? Okay. I guess if we watch it with the guys, that's different. You just want to get scared and jump on his dick for comfort. Oh, sorry, I gotta go. That creep wants to talk to me. Call you later. Mwah. What do you want? You have something for me? I don't want anything from you. I know my mom is gone on that work trip for a few weeks, but I'm perfectly fine just pretending I'm home alone and not stuck in a house with my weirdo stepdad. Thanks. You're welcome to do the same. Yes, you are a weirdo. So, because you pay the mortgage and my phone and do laundry and let me have the last of the ice cream, that cancels out your complete lack of boundaries. Interesting. What boundaries? Like, sitting right next to me on the couch when it's not necessary, hugging me in the mornings without asking, and kissing me on the cheek, putting your hand on my back when you pass me in the hallway? Oh, that's just normal stepdad affection. Right. All stepfathers go out of their way to touch their stepdaughters. Yes, you do. I've just told you. Don't tell me I'm exaggerating. I do not have an overactive imagination. I certainly wouldn't be imagining all of that. Ew, I do not have unmet needs. Stop it. I am not acting out. All my friends think you're a creep, too. They won't even sleep over anymore because they can see how you stare at them. She said you walked into the bathroom without knocking while she was changing, and you can say it was an accident all you want. Creep. No, I won't stop calling you that. Creep. 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 What are you talking about? No, of course I've never snuck out. Well, I haven't, and you can't prove it because I didn't do anything. A night vision camera for raccoons. You did. Show me. Okay, fine. But I'm an adult now. I can do what I want. I didn't want to use the front door. No, please don't tell Mom. Don't be an asshole. Come on. Oh, she's going to kill me. You can't tell her. That's not fair. You won't? What do I have to do? Sit down and open your stupid present. Great. No, of course, I'll do it. Ugh, it better not be weird. It's a doll. With long hair and old-fashioned clothes. Oh, I see. She's vintage. Okay, this is weird. You do know I'm much too old for a doll, right? I know you never got to buy me one, but it's still, it's just... Thank you, sir. Okay, is that it? Am I done? After I freshen up her look. She's a doll. I'm sure she's fine and whatever. No, don't. Okay, what do I have to do? Style her hair and change her outfit. Fine. She has a wardrobe in the box. Okay. Okay, I'll be in my room, I guess. Okay, let's get this over with, creepy. That's your name. It's short for Creepella. What? Did you just... No, I must have imagined it. But somehow, I know... Creepella isn't right, is it? It's... Cora. I just... No. Okay. Let me grab a new dress and let's wrap this up. I don't know why I'm in such a hurry, I guess. These clothes are so nice. I wonder which dress Cora would like best. The lavender floral print dress or the white lace nightgown. Not that it matters. Of course, Cora would love the lace nightgown with the matching slippers and matching pink panties. Just perfect for a sleepover. She needs to look her best. Okay, I'm nearly finished. I just need to comb the hair, and then I can forget this ever. I should do pigtails and curl the ends for extra bounce. You look so cute, Cora. It would be so cute if we matched. If only I had a lace nightgown, too. Oh, what's this box doing here on the chair? I didn't notice it before. A matching nightgown and slippers! Cora, we're going to look so cute! What am I saying? I'm much too old for all of this. Ugh, I'm going to give him this dumb doll and... No, no, Cora, I'm sorry. I would never call you dumb. I love you, Cora. You're the best doll ever. I'm going to change right now. Aw, there's no matching panties. I bet no one would notice if I just didn't wear any, right? Yeah. These slippers are like ballet slippers. Now all that's left is to do my hair and pigtails like yours. One. And two. I'll add some strawberry lip balm. How do I look? Almost as pretty as you. Thanks, Cora. Do you think Stepdaddy will think so? Yeah. Whenever I think about him, I just feel... Disgust. I was going to say disgust. I don't want to. Disappoint him. I'm not a bad girl. I'm not. I promise. It was so thoughtful of him to bring me a friend like you, Cora. I really hope he likes how you look. You know a secret? What is it, Cora? He wants me to sit on his lap for cuddles. Of course. I would do anything to make Stepdaddy happy. Whatever he wants, yes. Well, sometimes I want to get close to him and kiss him. And when I think about it, I get all hot all over, and it feels naughty. It's okay to feel naughty sometimes. Everyone does. So it's okay, as long as we're having fun. I guess secrets are okay sometimes. Well, if he wants to, I will. Let's go. Stepdaddy? Cora is all ready, and so am I. Do you like it? Don't we look pretty in matching outfits? Here, let me spin for you, see? Thank you. Can I sit on your lap?
Oh, your lap is so warm. Hold me, please, stepdaddy. Really? Yeah, I can just call you daddy if you want. I like cuddling like this, daddy, with your hand on my back. Going up and down, and don't touch my ass, you pervert. I'm sorry, daddy. Cora, no, I'm a good girl. I am. I don't mind if daddy puts his hands there. Really, daddy, you think I'm pretty? Ugh. No, I like big girl kissing you, Daddy. Oh, and your kiss is on my neck. And shoulder. Oh. Well, those are my titties, Daddy. No peeking. No. Oh, don't stop, Daddy. But, oh, that's getting me all hot. Your hands on my thighs. Pushing up under my nightie. Wait, Daddy. I'm sorry. There were no matching panties, so I just didn't wear any. And Cora said you wouldn't notice. And I didn't mean to be naughty. I'm sorry. I'll go put some on, Daddy. Just let go of my legs, please. I'll be right back. I promise. Let go. No, Cora. I'm a good girl. I'm not a tease. Oh. Oh, you don't mind? I would never tease you, Daddy. Oh, Daddy. Oh, your fingers feel so good right there. Oh. 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 Little circles. Oh, yes, Daddy. All right there. Oh, don't stop. Oh, don't stop. Oh, yeah. Are you sure this is okay? Yeah, you can take my nightie off. And I'll take your pants off. There. Oh. Daddy, your cock is so hard. Oh, it's dripping. Can I suck it, please? Stop, Daddy. Oh, grab my pigtails, Daddy. Help me take you deeper. I don't want to stop, Daddy. You don't want to come yet? Oh. Right here on the floor? Yeah? I'm so wet. Slide in, please. Not too fast. Oh. Daddy, that's a little rough, Daddy. Cora, he's being rough. It's not fun now. Make him stop, please. No, don't be mad, Cora. Oh. Ow. Yes, Daddy, I'll be good. Oh, Cora's box fell. What's this, a book? Once upon a time, there was a young lady named Cora, who was a beautiful, bright college student, and she loved to get dressed up. Oh, she especially liked to get dressed up for her. For her stepfather, who loved her very much. They played special games and made each other so happy as often as they could. Cora's stepdaddy felt like the luckiest guy ever. Until one day. Oh, Daddy. Oh. One day, when Cora said she was too old and grown up to play their games anymore, and she was going to get a boyfriend. They were both so sad. And her stepdaddy knew the only way he could keep her just like this always would be to... Oh, right there. Oh, right there. Oh, yeah, that's the spot. To trap her spirit in a beautiful doll that looks just like her. And there she has remained for years, always trying to connect and remind young ladies how nice it is to be good. Oh, for their stepdaddies. Oh, Daddy, what did you do? You gave me that special doll on purpose. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Oh, don't stop. Oh, Daddy. Harder.